I'm Gianna LaCursey. I go to school at Trumbull High School, and I'm 16 years old.
Hi, I'm Nola Somerville. I go to Trumbull High School as well, and I'm 15 years old.
And I'm Randy Kaye, WSHU's All Things Considered host and the host of the new broadcast and podcast series, Good at Heart. The name was inspired by the famous Anne Frank quote, and it explores the best in all of us. I first met Giada and Nola a while ago when I was walking into my hometown library. They were standing behind a table collecting clothing and school supplies. I wanted to learn more, so I invited them to our studio to talk about their project. So you have something called the Pulse Project. Can you tell me about it? You know, what is it? Who do you help? How do you do it? Who wants to go first? Giada, you want to start?
Sure. So we both were kind of inspired to start a service project, just mainly like amplifying some great resources in our community, but also forming some sort of space where kids can reach out to us or we can help people just in our neighboring communities with things that they need, like at certain times of need. Like we just had our back to school drive, which you mentioned. We also like try to plan things around the holidays that we're going to start doing, just to kind of give everybody a space where we can post on social media and kind of create a platform to have people tell us about their needs.
Did you two just like get together and say, hey, let's start a thing? Like, how did this happen, Nola?
We kind of just had the idea that we wanted to do something with our time, do something productive and do something to help. And we've been friends for a while. And we just believe in a lot of the same things, share a lot of the same values. And we thought that using our time and using our voices and our platforms for a good cause was something that we were really interested in doing and doing together.
I love it. So yeah. This particular project, and I know you're going to be going all year long. Mm-hmm. Was this your first big ask?
Yes.
And you worked with who for this?
We worked with the Umbrella Center for Domestic Violence. Yeah, they were a great charity. Nola already knew about them because she had done some work with them in the past. And we thought they would be a great first drive for school supplies because it coincided perfectly with their own back to school drive schedule. And we just saw a need and we were like, hey, we can help out. Tell us what you need.
What is Umbrella? What do they do?
The Umbrella Center for Domestic Violence. They have different locations throughout Connecticut and they're part of a bigger organization, BH Care. I first found out about them through their Sponsor a Student program, which my mom has been a part of for years. And basically, they have lists of students and people who need someone to sponsor them and you buy them school supplies. And we thought that that was a really good idea, a really good concept. So we kind of like adopted that into our back to school drive. And we just collected a lot more supplies for kids who might not have had someone to sponsor them, or for throughout the year when more kids might come along that need school supplies and clothing and self-care items and all of that.
How did the drive do? How'd you do in front of the library for 5 hours on a weekend?
I'm honestly so impressed with how people were able to like show up for us. Even like people we really didn't even know that didn't follow us on social media were coming to the library like you did and would stop by, and they would go and get like school supplies from their kids that they didn't use, or just come by again and drop off stuff that I've never even heard of some of these people, and they were doing like the most to help us. So I'm honestly like so impressed by our community.
See, now that brings tears to my eyes. This is why we're doing this, because I believe that if you tell people how to help, they want to help, and you're doing a wonderful thing by showing people how to help. How do people find you? Right now, you just got started on Instagram and TikTok, right?
Yes.
So where do they find you?
So we do have an email for the Pulse Project, which is thepulseproject25@gmail. We really just want to use our platform to amplify existing charities to kind of give people a space to be like, oh, I can see what this work is doing, but I can also look at this other charity and just give them space to just promote on our page. We have our TikTok and our Instagram, too, that we also want to use to like the TikTok board, like, tell us about our daily lives and how we can implement working with the project, and the Instagram to promote different charities and repost some resources and some like great infographics for people to see, even if you're not directly involved with an organization, just to like see as an outsider what these organizations are doing.
Okay, so you want charities to reach out to you to see how you can help them, and you'll decide if this is a good fit. And you also want fellow students to help out. Is this happening? Are fellow students stepping up to the plate?
Yeah, we had lots of friends who were interested in knowing what we were about, knowing what we do. lots of people in our school stopped by who were just coming to the library, and they asked us questions about what we were doing. And something that we want to do with our social media platforms is that's a really good way to reach a lot of teens who need resources, mental health resources, which we're always reposting and advocating for, and kids who need access to that. It's a good way for them to be able to find that through social media, through connections with their peers, and it's a really important topic to talk about and to be able to advocate for and spread awareness.
Wow, that you're like a clearinghouse for everybody, people mm-hmm. who need help, agencies that need help, and people who want to volunteer. Tell me your exact Instagram.
We are the_pulse_project. And it's the blue logo.
And it's the blue logo. Okay, so you can follow them, you can find out, they can message you, and then there's the email address. So I want to ask you, young ladies, who inspires you? What do you think made you the kind of people that you are? Who helps you? Who inspires you to be who you are and take this on?
My family definitely inspires me and just has always helped me to become the person I am today. My parents especially, they've always taught me to do more for others, to treat other people the way that I would want to be treated, to be aware of, you know, like the big picture and just doing what you can with your position and your situation to give back to other people. And my family and my mom, my dad, my aunt, all of them, they've just always inspired me to be the best version of myself that I can be.
Giada?
Obviously my family as well, but also my school community, because at Trumbull High we have a lot of like great resources that had like spurred from events at Trumbull High. Like the one that's coming to mind right now is My Friend Abby, which is a charity for suicide prevention. And I just like, in our school community, they're so ingrained in our culture that like it kind of inspired me to be like, yeah, I can be more hands-on in doing some sort of work, and it's not out of the ordinary, and it's not like something that's gonna totally like be too big for me to take on like as a student, because there's already so many student run like charities out there.
This is what inspired me to do this, because I feel like what you're doing should be in the news for humanity to get the headlines. Just curious, it's not one of my standard five questions, but have you thought about what you want to be as you approach adulthood?
Honestly, the engineering field has always been like ever since I was little is what I wanted to go into. And like that just totally fascinates me. But I also want to continue doing stuff like this, like all throughout college and adulthood as well, because I think that I can balance both and both are like equally important to me.
Mm-hmm. I've always been really interested in psychology, therapy, those kinds of fields. My mom is a therapist. My aunt does work in those fields, and social work and social justice, those kinds of things have always been very interesting and very important to me.
So is there anything we need to know about who else can help you do what you're doing? Where would your help come from? What would you like people to do once they're aware of your project? How could they help you?
I think reposting some of our posts would do an amazing job of getting traction on our page. If anyone is like a representative of any sort of like nonprofit or charity that wants to get in touch, emailing is like the go-to for us. Mm-hmm. We are totally open with working with like anyone who has similar like values and like wants to use our page. And yeah, I honestly encourage everyone to reach out to see how they can get involved.
So it's not just the two of you, it's the two of you and your friends, right?
Yes.
So it's not just a two-woman show. This is, you have other people, if they need volunteers to come and help with things, you're like, are you collecting an army of high school students to help the world?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, we have so many friends who are just awesome and always looking to help. And there's so many people who are always interested in these kinds of things and always are looking to help, but maybe don't, you know, find the times to or find the places to. And this is a really good way to just get out there and do that.
So did you want to mention any other organizations that you're working with besides Umbrella? Was there anything else that you wanted to give a little shout out to?
I think we are still looking for our next recipient for our drive. So okay. Anybody out there, reach out.
All right. Yes, that is awesome. So here on Good at Heart, it's the conversation revolves around five questions, and you've already answered three. So one is, who are you and who do you help? Why you? who inspires and helps you? And the fourth question is just, is there any particular quote or philosophy that like rings in your head as something that guides you or inspires you?
I can go first. I actually, with your email, I did do a little bit of digging.
Okay.
And one of my favorite authors is John Green, and he said something that really spoke to me. It was how strange and lovely it is to be anything at all. And it just kind of spoke to me. I was like, yeah, we're doing something and it's strange and it's lovely. And it might seem a little bit in your face to be like, hey, we're looking for donations, but it's honestly going to such a good cause and it's kind of beautiful.
Nola?
Definitely. I already mentioned this before, but something that my parents always told me, they were three things: treat people the way you want to be treated, to always do more for others, and just to be aware of the big picture and everybody around you. And I really think those go hand in hand with what we want to promote and what we really stand for. It's just doing more for others with what you have, treating people the way that you want to be treated, and just being aware of everybody and their situations and always trying to find ways to help.
I think with the attitudes and the inspiration that you have, you girls are going to go far. And if anybody dares say this younger generation is so selfish, I challenge you to listen to this podcast and change your mind. Last question. Why do you think we're here on this earth?
I really do think that we're all here to just make connections and to find other people and to help each other and really just to find community and just connections and help and all of that, just that whole journey.
That's fantastic. Chiara?
Yeah, like honestly what Nola said, we're here to care about other people. It wouldn't be human if there wasn't more than one human. We ought to care about everybody else.
Girls, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure meeting you in front of the library. I didn't have any pencils, but I did give you some money. You know, we hope that a lot of people join you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You can find out more about the Pulse Project on our website at wshu.org.